What are these reactive oxygen species? And then what do they do to the joint?
Well, reactive oxygen species are naturally produced in all the cells of your body, particularly in the mitochondria, where they're used to generate energy. So oxygen is important for producing ATP, the source of energy. And as a byproduct of that, reactive oxygen species are produced. But then other cells in your body, such as white blood cells, produce reactive oxygen species to kill bacteria and fight off infection. But more recently, what's been found is that reactive oxygen species are produced as second messengers in cell signaling pathways. So they're important transducers of signals in response to stimulation by a number of factors, growth factors and cytokines. So they actually tell the cell how to respond to one of these external stimuli. So when they're produced in excess amounts, they can do two things to the joint. They can directly damage joint tissue cells, damaging DNA, protein, lipids. But more importantly, they alter the cell signaling pathways, and that results in producing more of the enzymes that then destroy the joint.